Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Ms. Sarah. My name is John. I'm a service coordinator from Amcord Care. How are
Hi,
you doing
John.
today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good too. Just warming up with coffee.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Ms. Sarah, I'm reaching out for one of our mutual participants. I have Brian Clanton.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up his file. And Clanton is C-L-A-N-T-O-N?
Yes. It's been a busy day. Was it hard to get into the office today?
Yeah, it was, but I didn't. He let us come in a little later, so not a big deal.
We made it.
All right, yes.
I had to shovel.
Oh, it was
morning.
So bad, right? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And we're in New York. Where are you?
We're over in Philly.
Yeah. We have a Philly office, but I happen to be in New York, in our New York office. We had like 22 inches by my house. I'm like, oh, and it was pain to shovel it. What is going on with this patient? I see here the last note I have in here is from the 12th that the client is in danger of losing their services because they're refusing to meet with you. Have you been able to meet with them?
Gotcha. Let me see here. So from my notes, we haven't been able to do a assessment for them.
Yeah,
let me see when I can see when the last one was.
Yeah, because it says that he needs to, it says, unless he meets with his SC soon, his services will be suspended, and it was from a Mrs. Nova. And he's overdue for his six-month review.
Gotcha. Outbound. So it seems his last visit was on November. And this was for a quarterly visit, one of the short ones.
Okay.
And usually after the next 3 months, we do another one. So December, January.
So
his next
really
one is coming up for February.
Yeah,
so he's still good.
Why are they saying he's overdue?
I think the issue was recently. So usually we try to call a month ahead.
Uh-huh.
So if they're due for February,
okay,
we try to call them on January.
Okay.
He's been refusing to schedule a face-to-face.
So would you like us to maybe do a pop-up visit, or how do you want us to handle this?
Usually for quarterlies, we don't need a pop-up.
Okay.
It's only for the annual assessment. That's when we review
yeah.
everything, we check the authorization.
And you have
for quarterlies,
have you been able to speak with him, though? You have the number and everything, the right number?
So I wanted to confirm the numbers because I've tried reaching out to the numbers we have. We've been unsuccessful, at least for today.
All right.
Well, I have 267-970-9322. Yes, we have that number.
Yeah, that's the one we usually get him on. And then I have the caregiver's phone number. Is it still, do you know who his caregiver is? Is it still Quadri? I don't have my HHA open.
No, it's all right. I have here a direct care worker. I have Quadri McRae.
Yes, that's her name. Okay, so I have a 610-554-3112.
Yes.
Okay. Those are the numbers we have. I don't have any other numbers. It appears, it seems that they usually call back, and that's the number that we reach them on, is the 267 number I first said. So that's what we have. Sorry. But I'll put a note
fine.
In here
that's
to have him reach out again. All right. And we
that
did. Actually, Myra, the coordinator, did call the patient and explain the situation and gave him the phone number on the 13th. So.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
And then let me see. Is there any issues with the caregiver clocking in?
Let me pull it up.
Because usually some of our patients, well, participants, they'll have issues calling us on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is when the caregiver's there, the caregiver helps them with calling us.
Let's see where.
Because we just needed to reach out so we could schedule his next face-to-face assessment.
Right. What was, spell your name again, please.
Sure. It's John, but it's spelled the French way. J-E-A-N. Oh, you mean the participant?
No, it's okay. Your name, too. So that's fine. So you're 215-677-2007?
Yeah.
And that, is that just
and
the AmCorps general line? And what's the
yes.
extension?
One extension is 222, and the other extension is L-A-M. L as in Larry, A as in Apple, M as in Mary.
Okay. And now this is Brian. See, Brian Clanton, and we have the aide last clocked in. To, yeah, she's there now. She's been there since 7:03, and she'll be there until 4. She's getting ready to leave now.
Okay. Well, most likely in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys can get a hold of the caregiver, and they can help with
All
calling
right.
us back so we can reschedule, that
All right,
would be
let
great.
Me call, let me call her real quick and see if I can reach her, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank
you.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.